What's up? You guys are listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. I am here with, we're going to call him Esteban. Wait.
My name wrong. How old have I known you? Esteban.
Esteban. He is one of my producers on Very Cavalieri. And he also produces a lot of the Real Housewives shows. Well, you've been in the reality TV game forever, right?
Yeah. Actually, I left it for a while and I came back to it. But I love living in this world. It's like, it's so interesting.
Keep getting sucked back in.
I do. So, yeah, I mean, like, I rarely do two seasons of the same show in a row.
Very Cavalieri. We're on season two right now.
No, I know. Very Cavalieri, Mob Wives, and Housewives of New Jersey. I've done two seasons.
What other shows have you done, just to give people kind of like a background? Or the bigger ones?
So like Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I do a lot of stuff for Bravo.
You've done Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah, I've done two seasons of that.
Mob Wives, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I was there the season when the Joes like went at it and got in fights.
Oh my God. We got to get into all this shit later because I have so many Real Housewives questions.
I was so upset when that happened.
When his like black hair powder fell off everywhere. Do you remember that?
Of course I do. It was like everywhere. Like it was everywhere. And nobody knew what it was. I'm like,
what is this black powder? Thank God he shaved his head.
Yeah. He looks good.
He looks great.
He's like, honestly, I love him. He actually should be a housewife.
I know. Well, yeah. I was going to ask you that later, but he's your favorite house husband, right?
He is so funny. Like, just genuinely a funny guy. He has
one-liners or like
zingers? He knows how to like push Melissa's buttons. He knows how to like get her, like her reactions to him are like the funniest thing.
Yeah.
Like he knows exactly.
Yeah.
He gets it.
He knows what he's doing.
He's just a funny guy.
Okay, can you explain to people what a producer does? Because we were talking about this before we started the podcast, and I don't think that a lot of people really get... Well, one, I don't think they get the difference between, like, the production company that works on the shows versus the network. Like, for us, it's E, and then we have this whole T Group production that actually produces the show. So talk about the difference between that.
Okay, I'll give you the broad strokes of this, because people ask me
love
this
broad
all the
strokes.
Time. I love broad strokes. Broad strokes.
All about the broad strokes.
Yeah, like we're not going to get caught up in the minutiae. So what happens? Stop. So what happens is a production company or a network will say, "Okay, we have a show. We're going to do this show," and there's two ways it could happen. Either a production company can go to a network and be like, "Oh, I have this show. Like, let's sell it to you. We're going to do the show."
Okay.
So that's one way to do it. Or a network could have a show and like they'll send it out for bids to different production companies to like bid on it. So like who's gonna like produce this show?
Right.
So once the show is purchased or once the show is like there's a deal locked in for like Very Cavalieri, for example, then the next step is it's like T Group and Very Cavalieri, they like teamed up to do the show together. So after that happens, then they start hiring the producers. So I'm like freelance. I bounce.
Right, you bounce from different production companies.
I don't work for a network. I don't work for a certain production company. It's like
you're freelance, like I'm freelance.
100%.
Doing hair, makeup, and stuff.
100%. Okay. So like, but you know what? Like, so like, it's I do a lot of Bravo shows.
Yeah.
I do a lot of all this kind of shows. Especially with Bravo shows, they are like a formula, like as far as like the way they're structured, so people follow them. But once the show.
You know I'm not going to edit that out, so the people are listening to you right
now. I
know,
but it's so confusing. But so
broad strokes.
All right.
This is so fun for me because Steven gets to edit all of my conversations that I'm having. He's like, rein it in.
I know.
The tables have turned.
They have turned. Okay, so let me just say this in a very easy. Once a production company has agreed to do a show with the network.
Yeah.
Then like they bring in the producing team.
Okay.
So that's when that happens. So like, you know, T Group, Very Cavalieri, we're doing the show. So like then they bring in the team of producers.
So they bring you in, and then what is your like daily role? Or like what's your role?
So
I don't think people get.
No. So like with producers in reality TV, people think like producers, they think like, oh, in movies it's producers are people who supply them money.
Right, they get the money to fund them.
They get the funny, they put they get the funny money, put them together, they make movies. No, that's not what a reality show producer does. So what we do is like, just imagine all the things that are going on in your life. Relationships with people at work, relationships with people at home, your mother, your brother, your sister. as producers, we have to like kind of figure out like the stories that we can follow. So the stories have to have a middle, a beginning, a middle, and an end. So like if you're like everything is fine and there's no like, you know, conflict or resolution, right, or there's nothing that we can follow, falling in love and getting married, like those are stories that we can tell that have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So, yeah. So that's what we, as producers, we figure out the stories that we're going to follow for the show.
Right.
So, like, I will, all these, like, stories that come up for these, you know, on these shows, this is what's happening in people's lives, and we just decide what stories we're going to follow. Mm-hmm. The things that have the most forward storytelling capabilities. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like, I asked a lot of my followers on Velvet's Edge, like, what they wanted to know from you, and they, one of the main things people asked was, like, how much are producers actually telling you and like and dictating kind of what the story is? And I'm like, they're not.
No,
like, it's an actual story.
No,
we never tell real life.
100%. We never tell people what to say.
Yeah.
We just tell people topics. So, because the only reason we do that is because that's what we're following on the show. And they have to, just imagine what soap operas are. You know what I mean? Like, it's telling a story and it's like threading through each episode. So we have to control the topics just because those are the stories we're following. If you start talking about your dry cleaner this morning and we start talking about, you know, stuff that like the audience doesn't know about, like Joe Blow, you know,
right, they're like, who's that guy?
Who the fuck is, like, you know, nobody knows who that is. So
right. Well, you guys, like, last season on Barry Cavallari, the Canadian was obviously my biggest storyline. And that
and
was...
I still don't know his name, FYI. Sorry for listening. I only know him as the Canadian.
That's all you need to know, man.
I literally don't. I was like, he's the nicest guy. We had
totally
nicest guy. He was like so much fun to film with. We had so much fun. You know, whatever happened, happened. But, like, I don't even know his name. You can hold a gun to my head. Because he's the Canadian.
That's what he is in my phone. Yeah. But that was really happening. Like, people were like, you know, the first scene whenever he texted me back or whatever, all of that really happened. I will say this is where you come in. Like, he had accepted my friend request, for instance. Off camera. Kristen and I won't talk in between scenes. We wait to share stuff, what's happening in our lives on camera.
Right.
And you guys kind of encourage that. That was something I learned really fast.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, the people that are on these shows, yourself, they're not actors and actresses.
No, like, I would be terrible if it wasn't real. Yeah.
Friend to friend.
Well, friend to friend, thanks.
Like, no, because, you know, it's like, that's what makes these shows interesting, is because, like, these fresh conversations that you guys have, like, that's what people want to hear, the real stuff. So all that stuff was happening. One of my favorite scenes, I get, like, so happy when I see, like, all of these things falling in place when the Canadian was texting you and all these things were happening and you wouldn't look at the phone.
Oh, I was so fucking stressed.
Not even sure how you knew that he would know if you read it.
Because on Instagram, if you read a message, it says seen. It's like those red comments we were talking about.
I'm not 100% sure you're right.
I'm 100% right.
So I
like live and die by Instagram. Okay.
Well, anyway, so like you wouldn't read the message and Kristen wanted to read the message. We just happened to be filming at that time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, that's like, for me, it's like we're telling a story there and it's like, it's natural, it's organic, yes, and it's happening, yes, in real time. As a reality show producer, that's gold for me, because like I want only what's real. I don't want people to act. I don't want people to like, oh, put on airs, you know. I don't want people to fake it, because people smell bullshit a mile away. If you're not an actress, like, nobody, you know, like, they can smell it. You're not telling the truth. You're like fucking putting things on for TV.
Right.
I've worked on shows like that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I do think that now reality TV has been around for a long time. And so people are starting to be like, this isn't real. And like, even Kristen has gone out and said, like, The Hills was fake.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
when she tells those stories, it's hilarious.
Well, it's straight up. I mean, the story she tells, it was very fabricated. That is not what we're doing now. It's not what you say the Real Housewives do either. No. It's real stuff happening.
Yeah, and I can't. Well, Kristen also is like in a different category as well, because she, as you know, being one of her best friends, she is fucking hilarious.
So funny.
What you see on TV is how she is
all
in
the
person.
Time.
Like,
yeah.
She definitely, it doesn't matter whether the camera's rolling or not. She is the same. And she's fucking hilarious. Like, everybody knows that. Like, you know, she's fun. Everybody wants to bring around her, like, you know, and they want to travel in that world because she just makes you laugh. And the two of you together, it's like,
like,
I literally have to walk away. Like, I can't, like, you guys are so funny together, which is like, you know what I mean? Like, you guys have this relationship. You have a shorthand with each other that people get, you know, and it translates, you know.
Well, I feel like everybody has that friend where you say one thing and then the other one tries to up the other one. Like, she and I will go back and forth all day.
100%. Like, sometimes we're like, okay, guys.
Like, rein it in, you guys. We can't stop.
I know. Especially when you guys start laughing at each other, it's like, wait a minute, what's going on? I'm confused. I have to step in. Like,
well, then it gets to the point where I'm like, I just look at her and I cannot take her serious.
Especially when Casa Amigos tequila as
well. Yeah, the tequila starts flowing. It's like...
Well, that's our favorite. Let's just
go. Okay, can you think of, like, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened when you were filming?
The craziest thing that's ever happened.
Someone asked that question and I was like, ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. God, there's so many things. Okay, well, all right, on Housewives of Atlanta...
Love Housewives of Atlanta, by the way. They're so, to me, they're the most, I don't know if it's authentic, what's the word? I mean, they're one-liners. I can't even get over it.
Yeah, they're funny. They're
so funny.
They are funny. I worked on, the season that I worked on with them is when Kenya and Portia were both.
Twirl, bitch.
So I was there for that scene when she fucking, Kenya tosses some about, like when she jumps in the pool with like Apollo, who's now in jail. We know that. But I mean, like that whole thing, like she knew how to create this world and talk in sound bites. And like.
So good.
I feel like she has a lot of drag queen. Best friends because she talks like
she knows that world. Yeah,
she knows, I mean, like let's be real. But like that being there at that moment when she was like doing Gone with the Wind, Fabulous.
Oh
all
my
stuff,
god!
That like, we were in Anguilla when that was happening. And
you guys dying like watching that happen.
I see. This is the thing. I love a good story, and I think things are like especially like with you and Kristen, for example, like all these shows. I literally sometimes have to run away from like the set because all you hear, and I get screamed at by like, you know, posts and people like, all we hear is you laughing in the background.
Oh.
Stop fucking laughing. I'm like, I can't help it.
So you were dying laughing when she was
laughing,
going, God, with the Wind, Fabulous.
Oh my God. And, you know, and on that show too, it's like one of my favorite people, Phaedra.
Yes.
Like she, to me, like Phaedra is the best person. She will tell you off and you won't even know until she's already walked away.
Wait, tell the story you told me earlier.
One day I walked on set, I'm like, hey, Phaedra, what's up? How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, having fun. She's like, Esteban? No, she's, oh, I'm not Stephen, whatever. She's like, oh, what's happened to you today? You look like a drunk. What's going on? Because I had like a scruffy beard. I'm like, oh, you're so funny, Phaedra, blah, blah, blah. And I walked away. I'm like, wait a second. I think I just got red. She's
calling
me a drunk.
Totally red you.
Well, I was trying to be all like, you know, cool.
I'm such a white girl when I say, oh my God, she's so red you.
She did. She told me all about myself. I'm like,
she said, you grew your beard out. You look like an alcoholic.
Yeah. I thought it was cool. I thought I was like, all right, I'm styling. You know, facial hair's in.
Clearly not.
She's like, I'm not buying it. Just get rid of it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait, did you answer what the craziest thing you've experienced was? It was kind of the twirl thing?
Well, okay. So, well, that...
That's the real scoop.
When the Joes got into a fight...
Oh, because that was real life happening. You could tell. That season, I think I cried.
That season, I cried.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
really
emotional season.
Because it
was
so real.
Yeah. Like, this is the thing that people don't realize is that this is not... It's not scripted. And I can't...
Right.
And people ask me this all the time. I promise you, it's not scripted because we couldn't hand these scripts to people that are not actors and actresses.
Right.
You know what I mean? What was happening with Teresa and Joe and her family and all this stuff, we happened to be there. We were filming a TV show and that was all going on. And when Teresa's husband fought her brother and, you know, that was so painful for her. Like, you know what I mean? It was so painful for
her. It was sad to watch.
You know, it's hard, especially since I know all the people involved in that.
Yeah.
And like, what people don't get is they see, like, Teresa and, you know, her husband in one light. Like, you know, okay, this is how the public perceives her. But I'm telling you, I love both of those people. They're awesome.
You speak so highly of Teresa
time. And it's, you know, Teresa's one of those people, I'll tell you, like, she works super hard. She's a great mother. She, you know, she loves to cook. She loves family. Everything that's family related.
Yeah.
Her and her father and her mother, like I worked on the season, before her mother passed away, I literally was like devastated. I don't know if she's ever even recovered from that.
Her mom passing away.
She's so close to her mother and father, and her father who lives with her now, like
he's dead.
He lives with her, and she's like she's all about family. And
people have this perception, like all of these things that happened with, you know, all the, you know, everyone knows all this, the legal stuff that was happening. I promise you, all of that stuff was happening to them, all that legal stuff. It, what they're guilty of is trusting the wrong people.
Really? That's,
yeah, 100%. 100%. Like, for them to sit down and like, oh, let's do this and we're going to plan this, they're not...
They're not that malicious. Yeah.
They're not malicious. They're not diabolical. They're just like, you know, they're just, you know, these, you know, people, they just live in trying to live their lives and trying to make a living and trying to, like, do things, right? You know, and it's, you know, this whole thing with, you know...
I know, what's going to happen? Joe just got deported?
Don't get me on a rant. I just think it's such an injustice. Like, listen, I get it. He, you know, he's in jail for a purpose. They, you know, listen, sometimes like not knowing what's happening and you're involved in it, you have to take responsibility for certain things. And yes, so he's in jail. For, he's paying his debt to society, but he has four kids here. He has a life here.
Oh, totally. Like
his, you know, his parents live here. Well, I mean, his... You know, he was, yes, he was born in Italy, but now the fact that they're trying to deport him is just, terrible. Honestly, it is, you know, it's just heartbreaking, you know, it is, you know, they're good people, they are, you know, they're fun, they're nice, you know, they love to cook, and I'm Italian, so maybe I gravitate toward that kind of energy, they're loud Italians, and, but, you know, they're fun, you know, and they're genuine, they really are.
So is she your favorite housewife?
She's one of the, honestly, she is. Like, I actually, this season of The Housewives, it's a really good cast.
The New Jersey one?
Oh my God, Housewives of New Jersey that's coming out. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, Margaret.
You love Margaret, too, huh?
I do. She fucking is hilarious.
I want to have her on the podcast.
Yeah, she would 100%
do that. She would be fun.
She's, you know, she's a, you know... you know, she owns businesses. She's like a really super successful person. Yeah, so like, you know, she's amazing. All of them, like Dolores, Teresa, Melissa, they're all like, you know, business owners and, you know, they're independent women making money for themselves. So like the housewives thing, yeah, you know, maybe in the beginning, that's like, it's a franchise.
Right.
You know, like all of these women, they work hard. They're like business women and, you know.
Well, and by the way, like these shows, I mean, they require a lot of time. Like, you can't.
Nobody knows.
Right.
So,
well, like, let's tell them. Let's tell the people.
I'm going to tell you guys about it. So every TV show, like every episode is like 40 minutes long.
Right.
All
right.
So we film scenes are typically 2 hours long. So all of these scenes have to be like edit down. So to like to smaller pieces so that we can tell a story.
I mean, I feel like I remember filming scenes for 3 hours and then watching the show and it's like 4 minutes. And you're like, what the?
Well, you know what it is?
Because it's like, just the bites of the big, you got to tell the story, like you said.
If one scene doesn't push to another scene, it has to like roll into another scene. If it doesn't, then it doesn't serve us any purpose. Because we have to like, again, we're telling stories. We want people to watch the show. We want people to invest into the people they're watching and they want to see what happens.
Yeah.
And again, you know, these, you know, these stories, they're real. These are really what's happening in people's lives. And again, like, you know, it's those things that I never tell anybody what to say. I don't care what you say. Just have an opinion. Stick to it. Have a strong opinion. Verbalize it. Just say what you're thinking, you know? Mm-hmm. So whatever it is. Okay, let's talk about this topic. What do you think about it? If you're sitting there editing yourself, like, what am I
doing? It's hard. We were talking about this earlier because, well, Steven and I had, like, a whole nother podcast, basically, before we got here. We started drinking tequila, and I was like, shit, we're doing the podcast. We got to start doing it. But it is true. It's, like, it's a very vulnerable position as a person on that. You want to be honest. You want to be real and authentic. But then there's stuff that you might be protective of or, like, I don't know, like even people you don't want to talk about because you don't want anyone to look bad or, you know, it's like you start thinking about all this stuff. But I will say what happens is the more conversations come up, it's inevitable. Like you just have to be real. That's the only way that it works.
It's the only way that it works. And it's the only way I feel like when I'm watching shows and I feel like in other people, like they can smell, like they can see.
Yeah.
Like this person's not being authentic. If you're not being authentic, you're not trying to be your true self. Like, I, people read that because, again, nobody on these shows.
Well, also, you might just look boring.
Yeah.
If you're so edited, you can't.
Horrible.
Yeah, so you're, I feel like
how
you're.
How many times have I walked into scenes where like, I'm bored. All right,
oh, I mean, I remember you yelling at Kelly, I'm bored. And I'm like, I'm trying to fucking work here. I don't like when you guys come to work with me. That's the one thing. It stresses me out.
What do you mean?
Because remember, you guys last season came to that, it didn't even make it.
Wait, what?
The shoot with Bobby.
Oh my God, that was so much fun.
Oh, I hated it. But no, you guys came and like, I'm trying to get him ready. And you were like wanting me to have conversations with him. And I'm like, I can't think about what I need to talk about or like how to interact with Bobby right now. I need to figure out how his hair looks good today. Or like, what is he going to wear? Right. And like, all that stuff. You literally yelled at me. You were like, I'm so bored.
No, but Bobby... Like,
and then Bobby showed up and like throws me under the bus.
He was hilarious. He was so funny.
He thrives in those situations.
No, but he pulled out all... Like, again, he like, you know, listen, you were trying to do your job or whatever. But again, right. As a producer, let's make this, like, talk about what's real. And he was able to pull out these
He threw out some fucking zingers.
No, and you know, the only thing, like, and he's a hilarious guy. And right. It was so much fun filming those scenes with him. But... Again, like these episodes are 40 minutes long, and so sometimes things get
hairy. We only had eight episodes, too.
No, we did, but like I'm telling you, like all of those scenes worked. It's just like,
oh, they were amazing,
they were hilarious. And you guys might see it coming up on the
next season on Barry Cavallari.
Yeah, this is a funny guy. You guys are funny together, and thanks. You know, it come on, you guys are hilarious together. He knows your buttons to push.
100%. We're not even speaking right now, to be honest.
You aren't?
We go through these phases. We love each other. We hate each other, you know?
Yeah.
We're like really good friends at the end of this. Yeah. So it's like, yeah. And we work together all the time. Yeah.
I love watching him. You know, that like really.
Oh, you love him.
When he started pushing your buttons and you just got so flustered, I'm like,
I know.
Oh yeah, this guy is hilarious.
I remember turning around and be like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
You did. Because this was going to be.
It was just supposed to be my scene where you were getting bites of me working. And then all of a sudden it was like, not.
No. That should turn around real quick.
So fast.
Yeah. No, it's like, you know, they call it B-roll. When you see like on these shows, it's like you see people jogging, you see people working, putting makeup on. That's all it was going to be like you with Bobby. And then like, all right, let's talk about your dating life. Didn't you guys used to date?
Yeah, we did, Steven.
And he did. And he absolutely, 100%. And it was funny.
And he brought that. Well, no, what happened was I brought up the Canadian, and he was like, let's go back a minute.
He totally did.
He did.
And
he threw me for a loop.
Yeah, it was the whole thing. It was like, oh, you're so into like all this like self-help stuff. That's your biggest.
Oh, he loves to call me out on how much I love therapy. Because, okay, this is the deal. This is the truth. Is when we were hanging out and talking or dating or whatever you want to call it, I was in this big phase of like self-growth and like I had gone through a really bad breakup and he was kind of like my first person to date after that. God bless
him. Oh, poor thing.
So I'm like in the midst of like finding myself and all this stuff. And he got in my car one day and I had this like self-help CD on accident. He was like, wow. Like from then on out, it was like, wow, what are all these books you're reading or what?
Well, listen, do you remember like I was like, okay, all right. So Bobby, tell me what do you think the hardest part was dating Kelly. She has too much of these self-help books. I'm gonna take it as fucking therapy.
Because that's the thing he and I battle on is like he is like he's into it too, but we've never been into it at the same time.
Right.
So it just doesn't line up. It's always been a thing for us.
You know, he was also like we did that. We did all other scenes with him as well.
And yeah.
Hopefully you guys will see that side of you guys have a really funny relationship.
Oh, we have the best. Yeah. I mean, right. Like when I say we're not talking, whatever. We just go through phases where I'm like, ugh. It's like, you know, when you love somebody so much and you're just like, you can hate them too and it's fine. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
Go back to the Real Housewives. That was a little Bobby tangent.
Yeah. Oh, Housewives. Yeah, my other favorite show was, I worked on Mob Wives for 2 seasons.
Oh, yeah. You always talk about Angie. Or was that
First
her name?
First of all, get her name right.
What is
Big
it?
Ange.
Big
She was like also one of those people, I fucking loved her. She was amazing.
She passed away, right?
Yeah, she did. She did. I was actually there the night she passed away.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Her family called me the night that she passed away, and they were like,
"What happened?" I don't know the story.
She had cancer. It was throat cancer, and she went through treatment, and this is like in March, and we all like, there was a big party, and we went to go to this party, and like, you know, to give her support, like she's going, you know, before she went in the hospital, and she, you know, had the tumor removed, and she got a clean bill of health. Well, like 6 months later, cancer, she had it everywhere. It was in her liver, it was in her head.
Metastasized.
100%, like all through her body. And it was just so weird, like in 6 months, all of a sudden she was so sick. So within a year that she was like diagnosed, like she had, it was so hard. It was really, really hard. Because I think that people, you know, on that show, again, you know, we can only show, we're not following people 24 hours, 7 days a week. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
It's not like Jersey Shore where they're like have cameras planted everywhere. People didn't see her, like, she was obsessed with her family. Again, mm-hmm. like, you know, with Teresa, mm-hmm. the same thing. Family, 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 cooking. Big Andrew's the best cook.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she was amazing. Like, as soon as we walked into filming, she always had, like, she knew I loved veal cutlets and espresso martinis.
Naturally. Espresso martinis, you would.
No, but no. She used to make them. She used to put a pot on the stove and make the espresso. And she would, like, make them. And I would sit back there, like, directing cameras and drinking my espresso martini.
No wonder you loved her.
I know. But then one day, both my bosses showed up to set. And I'm like, okay, so, like, let me look like I'm doing my job.
Right.
And she's, like, holding up the seat. Hold on. I can't film yet. I got to get Steven his espresso martini.
Oh,
both of my bosses were like, oh, my God. I'm like, is that for real? And I'm like, no, she's joking. She was fucking straight up for real. She sat there and made the coffee and made this espresso martini. I'm like, I'm just doing this to be nice. I really don't do this at work. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Oh, yeah, you're like every fucking day sipping on that martini.
She was amazing. Like, and it does happen. It doesn't happen that often. And I feel like this is one of those shows that I'm working on now, you know, Very Cavallari.
Yeah.
But also on that show in Housewives of New Jersey. It's like, you connect with people. It's, as a producer, you connect with people. It's like, it's just telling
the story. And we spend so much time together. That's
more than our family and our friends.
Oh, totally.
People don't know. We work 6 days a week, 12-hour days.
Okay, let's talk, because we mentioned that earlier, but I think we got sidetracked. But so you guys film, well, for right now, for Very Cavallari, we're filming 5 days a week.
Right.
And then you have an office day where you guys are building kind of like, well, this happened this week and here's what the story was and all of that stuff. And then you have one day off sometimes. Because I remember last season what ended up happening was like y'all had to like work through
100%
because you're trying to make shit happen before filming ends.
Yes. Again, like I said, every scene we have to push to another scene. So when something happens, then we have to figure out like how are we breaking these stories down into scenes.
Yes.
So that's where we're like, we have to always plan this out. Like, that's why, like, we couldn't film more than 3 months. Like, I'd rather, like, jump off a bridge.
I would. All of us would. All
right, I'm not going to lie. We've been filming a week. I'm pretty exhausted.
I heard you earlier be like, it feels like we've been filming 3 months. And I'm like, it's been a week.
I know. I just, like,
It's intense.
It is intense.
I mean, I will say, like, when the Canadian came in, remember, this is when I, like, feel like we really bonded. Because he was here. And you showed up at my door at 6:45 a.m.
Yeah, so.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. Those are not normal things. Like, it's like you show up with a fucking camera. I'm like rolling out of bed. Like,
with his t-shirt.
And his t-shirt.
And then you're like, I'll never forget that, because you're like, I don't want to keep his t-shirt. I'm like, he doesn't care if you keep his t-shirt.
No, he definitely did. I still have the t-shirt.
Of course you do. He's like, yeah, you can have this. I'm like, well, fine. Let's just let it. Who cares? It's his t-shirt. I want to give it back to him. He doesn't want your t-shirt.
He even said it on camera. He was like, keep it. It was my souvenir.
I know. It was awesome. You know, it was gift with purchase.
Right.
You got a fucking Uniqlo t-shirt. Thank you. Bye.
I think it was Top Man, okay?
Oh, my God.
Uniqlo. Oh, my God.
Am I right? Was it like?
No, it was Top Man.
Oh, whatever.
But it was pink. He wasn't going to wear it again.
I want a pink t-shirt back.
Could you imagine?
Mean girls.
Oh, my God. Okay, I really do have so... People ask so many Real Housewives questions and we get so off-tangent. So I have to ask.
Okay.
Who's the biggest bitch? Are you going to say? Well, you kind of said Phaedra will sling it.
No, but she'll sling it. But, like, she did it in such a, like, she's such a Southern belle. Like,
right.
I don't know.
She,
like,
says fuck you with a smile on her face.
100%. And it was always, like, and she would do it to, like, you know, producers, people on camera.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is about them? Like, and Nene, especially. Like, when NeNe showed up to set, you better have those cameras rolling, because she doesn't care whether the cameras are rolling or not rolling. She was going to go in, she was going to say what she needed to say, especially if she was mad. You better have those fucking cameras. No.
I know.
Those cameras
NeNe.
Better be rolling, because she ain't going to do it again. It's just like, that's, she's going to just like totally let it hang out. And that's why I feel like she's been really successful in this business as well, because, you know, she just doesn't edit herself. She just says whatever, you know? And that's the biggest problem. I think it's hard. I personally could never be on a reality show.
Yeah.
I would be the one ripping off my microphone and walking out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have patience for this.
Yeah.
That's why I give so much credit to you guys. You guys, everyone that goes in front of their in front of the camera, and you're laying your life out on the line.
Oh my
and
God.
You're like letting people judge your life.
To me, that's been the hardest thing, is having people judge what I'm doing, because I'm already like, I don't know, I'm maybe a people pleaser or whatever, and you don't want everyone's opinion about what you're doing. You just want to live your life, but then you put yourself in this position where, I mean, you set yourself up for it.
I always tell people, in the first season, I told you, like, first season shows are the hardest for cast, because you can't go into those, like, social media K-holes, because if you
used to read the comments.
Oh, my God. It's like, you have to turn those comments off. Don't let...
It's always the assholes with the blocked profiles. Their profile pic is, like, flowers or their dog or something, and I'm like, bitch, what do you look like? Why are you judging me?
No. And you know, a lot of times those are people you probably know, like
haters.
It's probably an ex-boyfriend that you had in high school.
It's probably the Canadian.
Maybe. He wants this big t-shirt back.
That's all he does. He just wants that damn shirt back.
That's all he wants. But you know what? There are a lot of people out there that, like, you know, again, you know, it's hard. That's why, like, it's hard, I think, to be on these shows, because your life is constantly being judged. You know, whatever you say, whatever you do, it's like, I don't fucking remember what I said 2 days ago or 3 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
So when we're talking about this, oh, you said this, blah, 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 and somebody calls you, you will swear on a stack of Bibles, I did not
say
that.
I didn't say that.
But hello.
Hello, Lisa Rinna on Beverly Hills. Yeah. Did you watch that?
Yes.
She's like, I never said that. And I'm like, oh, you said Lisa, you said it.
But in her defense, you literally can hold a gun to my head. Like, I could, like, swear on a stack of Bibles, I didn't say that.
Right.
But, like, if the cameras are rolling, you can't cover that shit up. So.
Wait, are the real Housewives drinking during most of their scenes, or like, is it? Are they pretty profesh?
Not always. No, sometimes it's like, it just depends. Like this last season of Housewives in New Jersey, that's about to, you know, it's going to start airing. Like Teresa was like in this fitness kick. Like she was
she's
really,
like a yogi now.
She never drank throughout the whole season. She doesn't really drink anyways. But like, let me tell you, like after like, you know, she did this bodybuilding contest and all these things.
Yes.
And, you know, she's really into it. But, like, no, I mean, alcohol's not always really, it's not, like, believe it or not, it's not, like, a big factor.
Yeah.
Just imagine all the people you have in your life, in your social circles. If you didn't like somebody, you were just like, all right, I don't want to engage with that person.
Well, yeah, and that's so people ask this question, is, like, are they friends really outside of the show? Or is
everybody's
it, like, it's
connected.
A cast?
They're all connected in some way, but sometimes... In, you know, IRL, when, like, in real life, like, if you don't like somebody... If you don't like somebody, you just kind of avoid them. Like, if you're on the same TV show together, you have to engage in each other.
Of course.
Like, you know, so you're going to see each other. We're filming a fucking TV show.
Right.
So, there's that person, you know, that you might not be a huge fan of, you don't really want to talk to, but, again, if you're thinking it, say it. So, like, that's what makes these shows interesting. I did a show in Italy for Bravo. It was, To Roam with Love or whatever, and it was we had cameras everywhere, and we followed them for like 20 hours a day, and I worked the 4 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Ugh.
Horrible shift.
That sounds terrible.
No, wait a second. I said that backwards.
Well, that's 12 hours. 4 p.m. to 4 a.m.
4 a.m. I'm sorry.
We've had some tequila.
But, like,
sorry.
Yeah, sorry about it. No, not sorry. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. So it was a 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. shift. So, like, listen, I don't really want to watch people eating Cheerios in the morning. So I didn't want to film
in
the morning.
Who does, though?
No, but that's like in the morning, like people wake up, they're eating Cheerios.
You wanted the action.
I just want to see like what's real, what's happening. So
yes.
like at night, that's fun for me to go out. But they're going to nightclubs. That show was about dating. It was like all about dating.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fun show to work on. But like, you know, I was sitting there, we're filming one particular gentleman, they love to have sex in the, like they were like I
in
was
in the
like,
morning.
I'm at the night shift, so I'm like begging them, please cover the cameras. We can't show those anyway.
Oh,
I just want to go home. Like as soon as
you
would cover
see
the
cam- them having sex. Oh my god!
I literally have seen like so many things that I can't even talk about.
What?
I've seen like 98% of my cast naked. It's
well,
like
you've seen me naked at
I've
this
seen
point.
Everybody naked. It's like at this point, I'm like, you know, it's naked.
You have to. You're like trying to figure out clothes. You're getting mic'd. It's just like, and then you get to the point where you're like, I don't care.
Well, you know what the thing is? It's like some things don't work on camera. Like it looks great in person, but like I'm always going to be the first one to tell you that's not going to look right.
You told me that 2 days ago. Yeah. You were like, not sure about this outfit. Yeah. Well, you liked my one yesterday.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Yeah, wait till people see that. It's this whole lace number, Stevie Nicks, like sexy, like goth person.
What is goth? Kristen said that last night that I'm goth.
You're 100%.
Am
you're
I?
You're like a cross between like Stevie Nicks and Britney Spears.
Whoa. You gotta like clarify which Britney Spears. Honestly, though, like 2007 Britney with a shaved head. I mean, I could have had my moments in my life.
Well,
I mean,
actually, maybe you are Britney Spears.
We're both from Louisiana.
But like, no, meaning like, you know, fun, progressive, young, but also...
Where does
like,
the goth first come of all, in, though? Okay, I have white fingernails, not black.
Yeah, that's fucking, like...
You hate my white nails.
No, I feel like that's, like, what do you call it? Like
white out.
White out.
You know what, though? I do this, and literally so many people have started doing it, and they tell me it's because I do it.
You're such an influencer.
So I
this
am
is the thing.
Such an influencer.
You're ahead of the trend.
But honestly, when I see it in pictures, it's the only color I like on my fingers.
Wait,
my fingers are really long and like awkward.
I'm sorry, I can't stand behind that. It's like you have
this
you
is
have
when
white
we battle.
Out on your fingernails.
It's fine. You don't have to stand behind it. I like it.
No, and a lot of people do.
You know what? I'm gonna own my own shit, like you said. Just be
That's
myself.
It. That's it.
Be authentic. Only wear white nails. Okay.
Okay? All right. Oh, that deserved a snap at the end of that one. Okay.
Okay, let's talk more about Very Cavalieri. What are you so most excited about this season?
Well, this show is a lot of fun. Like, actually, like I said, I don't like to do multiple seasons in a row.
But you've done that with a couple Housewives episodes.
I mean, New Jersey
too.
And Mob Wives and this show.
Okay.
And, like, after the last show that I did, only shows that I really, really like. And this, like, the first season of this show... all the producing team, the crew, we had so much fun together. Like that was like, it was just,
why though? What was so different from, cause I don't have any other experience other than our show. So it's like, what was so different?
I've been on shows where the casts are like, they're always high or drunk, like shows nobody watches. Like, listen, I've done like a lot of shows that, you know, they get a season, they get two seasons, three seasons.
And then
you
just can't get anything out of them cause they're not focused and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it is work at the end of the day.
It is.
Like,
it's a lot
you have
of work.
To be, you have to be responsible and you have to be able to show up. And
listen, this is what I say. This is not a charity. We're all making a fucking paycheck here. We're
making
a TV show. So, like, if I'm here, we're making a show. You have to do what you have to do.
Exactly.
And I have to do what I have to do.
Just do your part.
Yeah.
So you loved Very Cavalieri because you felt like...
Well,
what?
It was just like there was a synergy. There was a synergy with everybody from, like, you know... Everybody on the show, there's just a synergy.
Yeah.
And Kristen definitely, like, is, you know, leading the ship. Like, if you get Kristen and you think she's funny, like, everybody that, like, fall, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we all
like,
kind of fall in suit. Yeah.
It's just, like, she wouldn't be around people, but, like, she wouldn't be hanging out with you if she didn't fucking... She laughs half the time. We can't even use half the shit because you guys are laughing. And nobody knows what the hell you're talking about.
We do, though.
You guys,
You
guys have, like, a short... Anybody
we have, like, a secret language.
You have totally a secret language that I'm learning, and I will be fucking subtitle... On these scenes.
Oh my god, like, I would die. We watched the episode and it's all written out in like long.
Actually, I'd be narrating. So in this scene, what they're actually talking about, we don't
this
even know.
This Giggle Fest was about.
Yeah, you guys
oh my
just
god,
like
I
laugh.
Die.
I like, who doesn't like to laugh? It's like.
Everyone likes to laugh. Yeah, we all need to laugh.
Yeah, but
and everyone needs that friend that they can belly laugh with. You
that's
know?
Exactly.
That makes you laugh until your stomach hurts.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
She and I are always laughing until we cry, which is just like, I mean, ruins your makeup, but it's fun.
And you know, it's like the thing that people don't understand, like we're filming this, we're like, you know, have all these cameras on it. We're all laughing with you guys because it's like we're all together. Just imagine a cocktail party except with cameras. That's all it is.
I know. Well, we filmed a scene last night and I told you this. I was like, it was one of the first, well, I mean, it happened a couple of times towards the end of the last season for me, but I mean, we got into it last night, and I forgot you guys were all there. Yeah. Completely. Like, yeah. She and I were so into it. I mean, I think we cried. We laughed. Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of shit that went down last night.
There was a lot of shit.
But, I mean, just so people know, I mean, like, that really does happen. It's crazy.
And so you can imagine this is the second season. Imagine, yeah. like, these other shows, like, all the Housewife shows, all these other shows that are
on they're so used to it.
Anyway, I was teasing you.
Okay, listen.
You had
the whole too. Let's give a backstory. Okay, so when we were filming season, yeah. Oh my god, broad strokes. When we were filming, I had just gone through a pretty bad breakup, and yeah. I was not really into dating, but it was kind of like all right, I need to put myself back out there. Kristen was kind of encouraging me to like dip my toes in the water. So that was why we started the whole Canadian thing, because it kind of helped me get over it.
Like, it fell in your lap. Like, you were talking about, like, this guy, and I was like...
Well, because honestly, we met him at the bar, and she and I both were like, holy shit, that's the hottest guy. And then, literally, Steven, Esteban.
You didn't meet him in person. I was like...
I met him in person.
Well, no. But, like, when you actually... He came to Nashville, like, after this whole this time.
Oh, right. You guys wouldn't let me see him until cameras were rolling. Because we're shooting a show.
I want what's real.
Right.
I
don't want you guys faking
it. Like, I want
to see... Yeah, do you know how fucking awkward that is? It's like, oh, hi, I met you for 10 minutes in a bar. Yeah. And then, like, we've been talking on the phone a little bit. But we're not going to see each other until there's cameras in our face.
Yeah, hello. Why would I?
I was like, I'm on The Bachelor. Yeah. I am literally, or I'm The Bachelorette. Let's get real. I'm The Bachelorette. But I was on that. I mean, like, people message me sometimes and they're like, oh, that was such an awkward date. And I'm like, you think? Like, hello? Oh my God.
Like, I was so awkward the whole time too. But like,
it was painful.
In the beginning, but it's like any first date is awkward. And then imagine there's like, you know, we have like cameras
and lights in a restaurant that I go to all the time. All these people staring at you. Talk about awkward.
And then me stepping into scenes. You imagine, like, somebody's at a date and somebody walks in and is like, hey, will you just repeat that sentence again? Your hair looks so pretty tonight. Which they didn't show when you went into the phone and when you called Kristen, you went to the bathroom to tell her about the date. No, but the best part of that, cut that part out. They didn't show that part though. I love that though. No, but like when I was like fucking with you, like when he got there, you're like,
let's talk. Okay, it's before I saw him. You had seen him because the producers pick him up from the airport. They won't let me see him.
Okay. Full disclosure, I hadn't even seen him yet.
No, but you made me think that you saw him. And you called me and you were like, oh my God, this is the guy you're into? He's cross-eyed. What did you say? Cross-eyed and what?
I said he has a lazy eye.
A lazy eye.
I said he had a lazy eye.
And something else. It was like something about like fucked up teeth or something. And I was like, I could not handle it. I was already...
true.
No, it was not true. He's so cute. Oh my God, he's so cute. But literally, Steven calls me and says that, and I sit... I've already done all my makeup. I sit on my bathroom floor and start sobbing.
See, that was like, Kelly, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking. Like, this guy has a lazy eye and busted up teeth, and you're about to go on national TV. And you're on national TV. This is the guy that you're...
This is the guy?
She went to the ugly cry. She called Kristen. She called everybody. Oh, I'm not doing this.
Lost my shit a lot. This is the kind of stuff that should be where the cameras are rolling.
But I love torturing you in that way.
Well, we torture each other in 100%. That way, but it was too sensitive of a topic.
Clearly, I can't read the room because I did not know that it was that sensitive of a topic.
Well, first of all, I've never done a reality show. I do not put my dating life out in public. So, like, I'm literally in the bathroom getting ready going, what the fuck am I doing?
Wait, why are you on a reality show?
Well, honestly, because Kristen's my best friend, so it's like when your best friend does a show and says to, honestly, she didn't give me a choice. She was like, hey, E thinks that I should have a friend on the show, so we start filming in February. And I was like, okay. But it's like, that's the deal. It's like, who else is she going to have? Like, we are the one, like, if she had someone else, it'd be weird because we talk every day. Like, we're in each other's lives the way we are, and like, so it's real.
No, Kristen, that's why, like, people love you on the show is because we see a side of Kristen that we don't see with Jay. We don't see with her work. And it's like,
Everybody loves Friend Kristen. Like, I mean,
Friend
like,
Kristen is like so fun. Oh my God, Friend Kristen, Drunk Kristen, those are my favorite Kristens.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, when she's at home with the kids and cooking and being a mom, it's great. We see that side of her.
Oh, great, yeah.
We see her at home, you know,
and she's amazing. She's a hard worker. She's the best mom. Yes.
Constantly, she's in it, like constantly working. But when she's
I get the
like,
fun, Kristen.
You do. See, you get spoiled because, like, you know, you get to take the breath where she's like, okay, I can relax. Or this
let's have
drink.
Some tequila. Oh yeah. God.
And next thing you know, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning and we're all like, you know.
4 o'clock? Who are you joking? It's like 10 p.m. That's like, what world are you living in?
I was trying to throw you a bone. Like,
no, I mean, that's, let me just cut him off. That's not real life. Mama still goes to bed early. We go to dinner at like 4:30. But we tear it up until 10 p.m.
Meanwhile, the bars, everything is empty.
You guys are no, it's like, it's us and the senior citizens. Early bird special. But we tear it up.
Yeah, you too. And then it was like, when the scene's over, everyone's drunk, blah, blah, I'm going home, bye. Then people start showing up. You're like, hello, we just had a
party. Oh, like, we're like, yeah. We're I mean, they're showing up for the after party. We've already had the party, you know?
Yeah, it's fun. Those are God. Like, you know, those are scenes I like to film. But, you know, like, I filmed, like, you know, in scenes, like, that are emotional that you're sitting and you're watching. And, like, I always look at these shows when I'm filming them, like, as an audience. If I'm bored, people are going to be bored. So, like,
That's why you scream out, I'm bored.
You know, so, like,
were you bored last night? I feel like we had a good scene last night.
Last night, I was laughing. Everybody was laughing so hard.
Really?
Like, it was an emotional roller coaster last
God,
night.
It was a fucking emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, we're not going to...
No, we're not going to spill what happened, but the fact that we both cried, like...
I did not expect that.
No, I mean, Kristen's not a... I'm a crier.
So I was breathing for a minute. I was like, what's going on here?
Well, I kind of did too, because when she started to cry, I was like, what's happening? Is that a tear coming out of your body? Like, I didn't know what to do, and then it affected me so much that I started crying.
You were like a deer in the headlights. You're like, what's...
Oh, like, I was like, can I get up and hug her? No, I couldn't. Like, it was just this weird...
Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, she's like, listen, as anybody's life, you have your ups and your downs. You get emotional. There's like so much stress.
You get your fucking period and you're emotional. Like, it's like, it was a combination of things.
There's a lot of things going on. But on that, like, yeah, but that was my, it's one of like what I think is a perfect scene when you guys were just laughing. You're like, it's emotion. It's real. So
yeah.
Those are the scenes that work.
Talking about real stuff. Oh my God. Well, tune in for season 2 to see that scene.
This season is going to be fucking...
Oh my God.
We've only been filming a week.
Oh, and so much has gone down in a week.
I'm exhausted already. I'm giving my resignation. I can't.
If you quit, I quit. Oh my God. We're in this shit together. Well, you cannot.
No. See, this is why like I can do these shows because I could never walk away from this right now because there's like...
I feel like you're a lifer. You're a very cavalry lifer.
I'm telling you, it's just like there's so many things going on I have to get answers to. This season's going to be good.
Well, that was a good teaser.
Nobody even knows that you're pregnant. That's what
I wish I was pregnant. Oh my God. Who wants to nut me up? That's like season 2.
We're having a
baby. I say this all the time.
All right, let's do it.
Turkey baster. Let's get it.
Oh my God. I want to be a dad.
I know. We should share a baby.
I actually want to be a soccer dad. I want to, like, retire.
What?
That couldn't happen. But I want kids. I want to settle down.
I know. Maybe I am your vessel.
We'll figure out an arrangement.
Yeah. I mean, turkey baster is definitely not happening otherwise.
You would make such cute babies, though.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So season 2, tune in, guys.
This season is going to be fucking... Yeah.
Before you know it, I'm knocked up.
Knocked up. Married to a... Cut.
What?
Married to...
Okay, we'll see.
And...
Broad strokes. Okay. Wait, where can people find you?
Me? Yeah. You can't find me.
Oh, you're being
on
very
all
rude.
My social media is private. My social media is like a scrapbook of my life.
Okay.
So don't even look for me, people.
No, just if you want to find him, re-listen to this podcast. Get those views up, okay?
And trust me.
Those views. It's not views.
There's no views.
Get my listens up. What? We got to go. Okay.
Deuces.
Thanks for listening. Bye.